thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
From Matthew 26:73, your speech betrays you. The words you speak will give you away every time. It happened to Peter. On the night Jesus was arrested and all his disciples scattered, Peter stayed close enough to see what was happening, but not close enough to be identified with him. The Bible says, those who stood by came up and said to Peter, "Surely you also are one of them. Your speech betrays you." Then he began to curse and swear, saying, "I do not know the man." Immediately, a rooster crowed, and Peter remembered the words of Jesus who had said to him, "Before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times." So he went out and wept bitterly. After that episode, nobody there accused Peter of being a follower of Jesus. Isn't it interesting how profanity in any language has a way of making others question the quality of our relationship with Christ? Your words have the power to build people up or to tear them down, draw them to Christ or drive them away. With that in mind, here are two scriptures you need to underscore and think about often. Number one, let your speech always be gracious, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person. That's Colossians chapter 4, verse 6. And from Ephesians 4:29, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up, that it may benefit those who listen. Today, here's a prayer for you to pray. Father, may the words I speak this day bring credit to the name of Jesus and draw others to him. In his name I pray. Amen. From Vision's Word for Today, your words reveal your heart.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.